but the argument that Washington and Jefferson were mere products of their time may ring hollow for some. Their contemporary, John Adams, who served as the nation's second president, didn't own slaves. He also declined to use slave labor on principle, although he spoke out against a bill to emancipate slaves in Massachusetts in 1777, saying the matter was too divisive at the time. And while contemporaries such as British politician William Wilberforce led the abolition movement to end slavery, Washington and Jefferson continued to profit off slave labor while decrying slavery as abhorrent. In an article for Smithsonian Magazine in 2002, the late historian Stephen E. Ambrose laid bare the contradictions in both Washington and Jefferson's lives. Both were visionaries who championed liberty, but failed to rise above their time and place when it came to slavery. Ambrose wrote, but he insisted that they should not be disavowed and judged solely on that. The Washington Monument and the Jefferson and Lincoln Memorials remind us that greatness comes in different forms, and at a price Jefferson, by his words, gave us aspirations. Washington, through his actions, showed us what was possible. Lincoln's courage turned both into reality, he wrote. Slavery and discrimination cloud our minds in the most extraordinary ways, including a blanket judgment today against American slave owners in the 18th and 19th century, he said. That masters should be judged as lacking in the scope of their minds and hearts is fair, indeed must be insisted upon, but that doesn't mean we should judge the whole of them only by this part. Ellis noted that many historical figures, including the founding fathers, wouldn't come off well when judged by modern standards. If you do that, there won't be anybody left, he said. America has been a nation of paradoxes from its inception, he said. America is set on a group of ideals that are quite oppressive, he said. The society that saved the West and Western civilization in the 1940s against the Russians in the Cold War is the same society that's responsible for Indian removal and black slavery. But while he understands why some protesters are yearning for contentious monuments to be torn down, Ellis doesn't believe it will help end racism in the country. Anybody in America who believes racism is going away, that we can expunge it by knocking down monuments, is naive. It's a cancer. It's never going away. Never, he said. We can take steps forward, but everybody time you do, there is a permanent pool of racism beneath American society. The ideals are there. We've acted on them in many ways. Ending slavery was one step. The civil rights movement was another step. But each step in American history forward produces a half step backward. For every 10 Americans that thought Martin Luther King had a dream, there's another 3 that thought it was a nightmare.